Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm normally the Castle Keeper, or GM, as you'd use in a lot of other systems. I do use they/them pronouns, but today I am playing Lucky, your, you know, local Foxfolk alchemist friend's younger sister, who runs his business in his absence. Lucky uses she/her pronouns.
Whose younger sister?
Just local. Fonza's.
My younger sister.
Yeah. Local Foxfolk alchemist friend's younger sister. Clearly there's only one of those, only due to conservation of characters.
Thankfully, Ian never created serious competition for Vons in his exact state and condition. That would have driven Vons nuts.
Note to self.
I guess I'll reintroduce myself. My name's Adam. I play as Vons, who is currently our free little fox folk sword jogger. Is that what we're...
sprinter. Sword sprinter.
A sword sprinter. That's much faster than jogging. Vons and I both use the he/him pronouns. And today Vons is wondering why that turtle is on its back in the first place. It's its own fucker's fault.
I'm Kelly. I play Welser Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Welsy might be a little bit frustrated this episode.
And I'm Wit. I normally play Grix and Steamboat Willie, but today I will be Grix, who is running the acting for our friend Gex. And the acting is, of course, Sword Sprinter, legally distinct from Blade Runner.
Blada wada now?
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
I want you to know it was after we finished recording on Saturday that I figured out what Sword Sprinter was. Of course, I was convinced it was Slinger or something like that.
If you would like to give a shit about our ability to decode off-brand names, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. This is our second episode of Sword Sprinters because fortunately Aaron is still ill, so we'll be wrapping up today. And God, should we go over what happened last time? We don't normally have two parters.
Yeah, I'm a little apart from being mad at that turtle. I have no idea what's going on,
so I shouldn't call on you to recap.
No,
got it. Well, very briefly then I can. Grix was testing out a new story plan up in his illusionary holodeck in the Illusa fermented box. What?
Didn't you call them Illusa Suites at some point?
Probably. Yeah, they're holo suites in Illusa Suites. Yeah. Yeah. Like DS9. Yeah. And Gex was around, so we decided to put on an acting for him. And the group were dropped in as a whole bunch of Deckards. Just way too many Harrison Fords.
There's never enough Harrison Ford.
And they got called back on the job after retirement from sword sprinting, hunting down rogue constructs, because four had escaped back to the Arcs from the ground. Those were X, who was cleverly going by the name Xavier, Ursula, who was an exotic dancer, Elliot, and Mitt, the ringleader. They met up with Wisteria Biartel to learn more about the technology behind the constructs and test out the Vons Jenkins test on the one legal Nexus 6 construct, who is Nara Seseg. They tested out on her, learned some stuff, also got some ideas of where to go start looking for the four rogue ones. They encountered Ursula as an exotic dancer in a club, I believe the Velvet Room, which had been relocated to the Warrens, or an offshoot branch, you know, franchising. Very, very cyberpunk, lots of franchising. They engaged her and tried to apprehend her. It kind of worked, but then they ran into X again. X fought them and was killed, retired. But in the meantime, Ursula escaped. They headed off after her into the deeper into the Warrens and through the crowd. But above them, they noticed that Mitt was standing high on a balcony, dramatically watching them in the rain. And that's where he left off.
When did Mitt get a cape?
Same time he got a buzz cut.
Or is it more like a long coat? It's hard to see from here.
Probably a long coat. Everyone needs a long coat in a cyberpunk future.
It is raining constantly.
Mm-hmm. But they never wear hats.
Your hair can get slicked down dramatically if you're wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's true. How do you hide the tears?
Well, there you go.
Before I forget, can I heal myself at all as we head on this merry chase?
Presumably. How do you want to do that?
I use a potion.
Oh, you did run into your old boss, Inspector Purity Pearl, who, partner? I guess all of your partner, sort of part, you know, senior partner, kind of boss. So she's around. Maybe one of the cleanup crew could do some first aid on you if you need.
And say, were we just going to run after Ursula? I thought that was Wealthy's plan last time, but...
Seemed like it.
Yeah, I think that's what we were planning on doing.
But if you want to heal first, because I believe at least two of you were fairly hurt.
Yeah, I don't have any notes about being hurt myself.
I lost five.
I distinctly believe you were hurt.
I believe you, but I don't have those notes.
Just take off half your hit points.
I did encourage you to make any notes separately so that you could not confuse them with the regular game.
Yeah, I am looking for them.
That's fine, no problem.
I know Wealthy got knocked down to below zero.
Yeah,
I'm at like five.
Oh yeah, well I'm at eight, so I really got you beat. Maybe we should heal up. And...
Maybe it was just the two of you.
Yeah, I think Vaughn just glued people and managed to not get shot.
He did make all of his attacks at range.
Didn't get hit by two civilians being wielded as a club.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
You could also try to track down some kind of, you know, street doctor. This is the future. Street doctors are a thing.
I mean, I'm more worried about speed comparatively, so I'll just go to the cleanup crew and see if someone can patch us up while we all sit around and grumble dramatically. Because Lucky, at least, is not particularly invested in catching the person who's like, I ran away because I wanted freedom and just want to be left alone.
That attitude does not work. It's just we're sword sprinters and we need to be tough and we retire constructs.
Which one of us got dropped below zero hit points?
That was a freak accident. And I can't remember what exactly it was that got me there.
Okay, yeah, you come over to the techs and one of them goes, oh yeah, yes sir. We have nothing but the finest amphetamines and painkiller.
Give me a painkiller.
Gives you a transdermal shot.
Can I get bandages? Do we have those?
Oh, no, we have this spray foam thing. Here, show me where you're leaking.
Show him the gash I picked up when I hit the street really hard after being hit by two people.
Yeah. They spray some, like, it's like a small blast of like fire suppressant foam, but it hardens. It's not pleasant.
Doesn't but how much like do it. I heal through this suffering?
How much are you down? No, don't tell me. It'd be better to do it, you know.
10 million.
call it a 2d8.
Okay. I heal 13 hit points because I got a 6 and a 7.
Ooh.
So I'm good.
All right. And I assume Kelly needs the same treatment, should have the same treatment.
Yeah, I don't remember what, I don't remember, like I said, I don't remember what got me, but yeah, I need the same treatment.
So I believe 2D8. You got shot. I
think
Ian got whacked with the people club, the glued people club.
And then, very generously, didn't have the guy just immediately shoot me, turn me to paste on the next round.
Okay, I'm going to do 2d8.
Yeah.
Wow, 15.
Ooh.
So that gives me 20 out of 24, so I'm not doing too badly at all.
All right. Still dramatically bloodied.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
Okay, I'm at 20.
Cool. So, you all were heading into the Warrens to investigate further. You could also, they are surveying the crime scene. So there is her, like, dressing room, and there's also his body.
Okay, let's check out the dressing room.
Well, I mean, we're right here. Shouldn't we check X's body to see if he has a note that's like, by the way, Mitt, I will meet you at this time, at this place. Come no matter what happens, even if it seems I am dead.
Sure, okay, go ahead.
I pat the guy down searching for convenient audio logs to wipe into my next quest objective.
you find a key that pops up and, you know, slowly rotates in the air during the item acquisition screen.
Fuck yeah.
It's a cheapo motel key. It's so cheap, it's a physical key. What? Physical key in 2019? Holy shit.
Oh, it's from the motel. So, that term we use for the place we've nicknamed the Murder Hotel. <'Cause> locks suck.
Yeah. So you know, it's somewhere probably close-ish. I mean, if there's going to be a place that uses physical keys, it's going to be somewhere in the Warrens. Also, you know, close.
It's got a tag on it.
Yeah.
They all have that plastic tag.
Oh, for sure. But that doesn't necessarily, like, guarantee that you're going to nail down which hotel it is.
Yeah, probably this is the room number.
Yeah. So you got that. You find No, that's it.
Is his gun still there?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and your gun got crunched, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead and pick it up. Let's go check out the. I remember more of the story than you guys do. Let's go check out the the dressing room.
So did you guys get the psychic powers implant?
I spent time in the other universe and I saw this movie. So let's go see what's in the dressing room.
What?
You take three damage because your nose is bleeding. Yep.
Now, Grix made this up. This is made by Grix. This is copyright. Hey, if anyone in the real world is thinking of taking this, Grix made this. Okay. So you want to go check out her dressing room?
Yeah.
Yes.
You find she also has a duplicate key to his apartment, actually.
Okay.
In there. She also has, like, some, like, cosmetic and also, like, skin patches that they've managed to acquire for, like, you know, repairing themselves a little bit. At least keeping up appearances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any scales or anything from the snake?
Oh, yeah, of course. Naturally.
Okay, I'm going to pick up one of the
weird
scales.
That was an illusion.
I'm going to pick up one of the scales and I'm going to pull out a jewelry loop because, you know, and I'm going to look at the scale. Do I find anything on the scale? Like a serial number?
Sure.
Okay, like he's in the background looking at this wooden snake with a crystal in it. how a scale came off of it.
I totally forgot this part and it's not in the Wikipedia recap. So,
points to Kelly.
Points to Kelly and also I'll be a little bit of a loss, but how this will wind up, but that's fine. No worries.
I don't remember how it ends up either. I don't think that he ends up doing much with it because things.
I think it mostly tells him that crazy. it's artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an artificial snake, not real.
Yeah. Well, you also already knew that.
Well, yeah, we all knew it wasn't real.
Pick it up and play with it.
Yeah.
Holds up wooden snake.
She did get away with. She did get the lava snake away with her, I believe.
No, you said she dropped it and left it.
Did she?
I remember because I was like, I want to adopt it, and you were like, it's not real. I was like, damn it.
Oh, you still can.
Damn it.
Well, in the fiction of the Illusa Suite.
Oh, well.
It's not a real fake lava snake. I mean, okay.
It's an illusion. I get what you mean.
All right. Let's go hunt down the hotel that the keys come from so that we can get moving on this. These things gotta die.
Vons, what's the fanciest hotel you've ever stayed in?
Hotel?
Vons?
There's always a friend with a couch.
I was just kind of assuming if you'd stayed at a hotel, it would have been this one. For pretty much exactly that reason.
Yeah, I guess. That's cute.
All right, first guess. There's one, two streets down. Let's go check that one out.
Okay. Give me... God, I don't know. Are you asking people? Are you just looking?
Well, I'm planning on going to the hotel. Motel, actually. Mm-hmm. And flashing my badge and asking whether or not a couple of...
Sure.
A couple that look like X and Ursula have shown up and which room they're in.
Sure. But to find the right hotel, you are going to just go door to door. You're going to ask people. You're going to like show the key to folks on the street.
Actually, I'll ask one of the girls, one of the other dancers, do you know where Ursula has been staying?
Sure. That's a good idea. Okay. Give me a charisma check.
That's always good. That's a 14 plus 10 is 24.
Ooh, yeah.
And that is so not a prime.
Yeah, but still, that's totally fine. Wildly acceptable. Okay.
Okay.
They're a little reluctant to talk to you, but also Ursula wasn't the most
forthcoming.
Yeah, well, not forthcoming. The most sociable person. She's kind of off-putting and a little distant, and gave everyone else kind of cold shoulder.
There, so.
She did just start working there, and
there's
also
very little
you
attachment,
know,
is my thought.
Yeah, and also she's a convict on the run.
So did anybody see which way she went when she?
Yes,
when
yes. She so my point home? Is my point is that they are hesitant at first, but then they break down and they spill the beans and they know where she was staying. They do have a, like a group walk home at night policy after work because it's, 2 a.m. in a horrible cyberpunk city.
cyberpunk arcs.
Yeah. So so they do at least know where she is and can point you in the right direction.
Okay. So we get the name of the motel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll go to that motel.
When the camera pans over it, because we just get a flash cut to it. When the camera pans over it, the text is in like some weird draconic. Oh, you speak draconic.
I do speak draconic. I studied languages in university.
Sure.
Unfortunately for you, it's actually in French.
Yeah. Or Swedish.
Yeah, it just says the cheap and fun hotel. Cheap apostrophe in apostrophe fun hotel.
Oh god.
Yeah.
All right. I know what kind of place this is. So
yes, and there's an accent on place in hotel.
Oh god.
For no reason.
And because none of us speak the language, we have been lied to and told it means something very cool.
All right, so we'll go up to the office and we'll ask him about Ursula and X and which, well, actually, no, we've got a room key. We know which room it's in. So we're going to go up to the room.
Okay. All right. There's a guy behind the desk. When you just walk by, he goes, Hey, hang on. What are you doing here?
I flash my badge and I say, you're harboring constructs right now. We're going to go get them.
Oh, okay. All yours, buddy.
So we head out. We get to the room. Is it on the second floor or the first floor?
It's up the stairs. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, there's a balcony running across. It's one of those kinds of
open just atrium.
Open atrium balcony thing.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Then we'll go to the door, and I'm gonna signal Lucky to go on the other side of the door. And I'm going to be on the doorknob side, and Vons is going to be off to my right just a little bit, and Lucky's going to knock on the door.
Me? I knock so good, you guys.
And then I'm going to yell, Oh God, what do I yell? Sword spreaders, we're coming to get you.
Yep, that's the catchphrase.
All right, so Lucky needs to open the door, and then I'm gonna do one of those dramatic hwah! Where I'm pointing into the door, and then I'm going in and I'm checking everything out. What do I see as I'm going in the door?
Okay.
I open the door.
Is this what happens? Does sport. Lucky in fact do that?
Yeah. Yes, although I stay off to the side a little bit while unlocking it, because if I was going to be warned someone was coming to get me, I would just shoot through the door. Like to at least try to be out of the way when the person inside potentially does that.
But what, yes, do I see?
I open the door.
You bust open the door, you burst in. Nobody shoots through the door, no worries there. You come into the room and it's fairly empty. Lights are off. The room isn't too big, so you can see everything, and it's like obviously somebody could be hiding, but
not very likely.
I'm gonna
check the bathroom. Mm-hmm. What do I see in the bathroom?
The bathroom is lots of like cosmetics, hair dye, scissors and razor. Clearly, people have been working on their appearance here.
Does it look like anybody's been here in the last
5 minutes?
Half hour?
No.
Okay. Well, that's not helpful. What else do we see? Anything that can give us a clue as to where Elliot and Mitt might be?
Make a search roll, which I guess would be intelligence.
Intelligence? Okay. That would be a 15 plus 10 plus 2 is 27.
Okay. Anyone else can too if you want to. But sure. A 27 is pretty hard to beat.
I don't know. Vons could do it.
I don't get a 27.
You're kidding me.
I get a mere 24. I basically failed as a person.
What's your point even in the party? God.
Right?
And Vons is already looking for the kitchen.
Fair. This is a tiny ass hotel room. There is a mini fridge that is
mini fridge,
way too loud, and there is a hot plate, and there's also like a there's like a mini vending machine. It's not even like a mini bar. It's like you have to drop in coins
and it's somehow impervious to smashing.
Oh yeah. It's bulletproof glass. It's like the glass with the chicken wire in it.
Shit.
It's also made of
diamond. And you can tell people have tried to smash it.
There are cracks in it.
There are some cracks.
It is not broken.
Yeah.
It has stood up to some beatings.
Yeah, and 2/3 of the spirals are empty. So your choice are fake chocolate covered soy nuts. Beef jerky, and beef is in quotes, or peppermint flavored tranquilizers.
I like it. There is also some toiletries in there, all of which have been sold, except for one completely full spiral of Vaughn's brand Q-tips.
Yeah, but they're past their expiration date.
The fur got moldy somehow.
I'm glad I put an expiration date on those.
Yeah. Hey, listener, awesome. Be careful to check the expiration date on your Q-tips.
And never use them in your ears, apparently.
Even though that's the most natural place to use them.
I think I am definitely going to get a hold of those tranquilizers, though. What flavor are they?
Peppermint. Mint?
Peppermint. Perfect. Let's get a hold of some of those. Do you think they work on the constructs?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh.
No.
They would just make you feel good, I guess.
Well, who knows? I don't have a sleeping potion on me yet, so
maybe. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I'll just...
It's fair. It's basically, it's brand generic ketamine.
Yeah, I'll buy a few of those.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Clean them out.
Probably all they have.
So, Wealthy, what did you find?
What did I find?
Oh, yeah. What did Wealthy find? Yes. Wealthy rolled very well. Wealthy, you find there is a air conditioning vent or like central air vent that has been dislodged.
I dislodge it again so I can get inside?
Inside, there's packets of files.
Okay.
And there's also like data sticks and, you know, computer disks. And, but there's enough physical files that you can read stuff right now without having to like track down a computer.
Okay. I'm going to take it over to the door so I can see by the light of the neon.
Sure.
Very dramatic. What am I reading?
They are files on different construct engineers in the city.
Okay.
And like profiles of their expertises. And some have been crossed out. Some have had skulls drawn over them. And one of them has been circled.
Which one?
The famous artificial life biologist, Kindness.
Oh, no! Okay. I take it I have a phone. I'm going to call Purity Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let her know that Kindness is probably in danger. I'm going to let her know who, you know, that there's a stack of files, and I'm going to rattle off a couple of names where I can tell that these people are not yet dead, but Kindness is has been circled, so they're probably the one that the constructs are going to go after first.
Sure.
Next, and that she needs to be brought in and guarded.
Sure.
Anything about where I could find Elliot and Mitt?
They've been around, and they got some of their like cosmetics done here in the. I mean, you can tell just from the like the shavings and the hair dyes and all that in the bathroom that it was four people who were or four constructs who were altering themselves here.
Okay,
so they have been here. They may not necessarily like permanently be hiding out here.
And now they're probably not going to come back.
Probably, especially since Mitt did see you coming down here. So,
Well,
that's actually a funny thing because right at that moment, as you are standing in the window, a couple of shots ring out.
They're not shot toward us.
They are.
Oh, shit.
Presumably at you in the window.
At you in the window.
Okay. Where you went
into the light to read.
Okay. And I take it they missed.
Reading is bad for you kids.
I don't know. Do I'm about to roll.
Oh, fuck. All right, what am I rolling?
I'm rolling.
No, oh, okay.
What's your armor class?
My armor is 14.
Okay.
So, Vons, what do we do if Wealthy dies again?
Can she die here? Can I die here?
No, we can't die, but we can go down to 0 points.
I mean, Grix speaks up over the... Grix actually speaks up over the... The thing that says, illusions can't kill you. Like actually, if you're getting really badly hurt, at some point, please raise your hand and like tap out, and say uncle or something, because like I really could kill you.
It's like moments for Wealthy's head just explodes.
like I thought I was dialing way back.
Okay. Have I been shot?
No. They missed.
Thank God.
They did a blast through the window and glass everywhere. And
I guess I go down and I hold the files over my head while the glass explodes around me.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? And I'm gonna peek up over the windowsill. Do I see who it was?
Make a wisdom check.
Yeah, that didn't help me. That's a 16 on a not prime.
You're not sure. It's very dark out there, and the rain and the smog. Have I mentioned that it's smoggy and the future sucks?
Yep.
Because that's a point in cyberpunk stuff.
I'm really amazed at the ability to have both smog and rain at the same time. That's pretty astounding.
The Arx is a magical place.
Again,
clearly
all
this
inside.
Is an advanced civilization.
Yeah. Is there a back window out of the other side of this building?
No, I think it's one window and then the door is on the other side, and then you have on the other side of the building? You mean like outside of the room?
Like in the bathroom. Just trying to get getting out the bathroom or something. I want to get out of the building in a way that doesn't directly put me in the line of fire of the person who was just shooting at us.
Oh, I mean, if you go back out into the like main hall of the hotel.
Okay, I didn't realize it was off the hallway. I was imagining a true motel. Okay, I will.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I mean, yeah, it is a motel, but like it's still got an interior.
Yeah.
Like the motel part implies cheapness, not.
Yeah, not the not the old school everything's facing the parking lot thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking. Anyway, it doesn't. Wait. Okay. Can I hear anything like somebody running off or and saying, "I'll get you, coppers."
Yeah. You do hear stuff out there. You do hear heavy footsteps up on probably. If you had to guess, you don't see them. If you had to guess, it would be like on the rooftop across straight across the street.
Okay.
Based on the angles of the shots and the sounds you heard.
I would like to run out and try to get, you know, outside and like go up an alley towards that building as fast as I can.
Okay. And Adam, how about you?
I will follow with, I'm going to leave the files behind and I'm going to call Purity as I'm running and let her know that there's the file. Well, I'm sure I've already let her know that the files are there in the room.
Yes, Ron, stop taking recreational tranquilizers. Come with us.
Yeah, of course I am. Fonz is just going to grab his squirt gun and load it up.
Okay. All right. Are you going with Lucky down below, or are you staying up here with...
No, I'm going with Lucky. I'm following Lucky.
All right. Okay. Makes it easier. All right. You run across the street. You get into the alleyway. There's a fire, like a you know, rickety old exterior fire escape going up to the roof.
I scramble on up.
Sure.
This is the only way I could ever get to the roof.
Okay.
It's fortunate we were all very small.
Yeah.
Even though we're really tough. We're cops.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The tallest one here. That never happens.
You'll get up to the top of the roof. It has at this point been vacated. You do find, though, like a scrap of, you know, heavy trench coat signifying that this is definitely the spot.
All right. I'm going to pick up the trench coat. How big is it?
Oh,
it's a scrap.
It's a scrap of piece.
Yeah.
How did they tear their trench coat?
It probably got stuck on something.
There's an old timey, TV antenna.
Well, like we know what a TV antenna is.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pointy metal thing. Cell phone.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry. Yes, you are correct.
Her cell phone is just a rat that she picks up and yells at and then runs throws. Off, yeah. Very confused. Yeah, then throws.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
All right.
The TV right, antenna is this wireless transmission technology. And everyone's like, it'll never catch on. We have rats. And we were right.
It's been staring us in the face all along. This whole game. Fonz's sandwich launcher.
Oh,
long distance rat communication.
I mean, if they survive.
I was going to say.
They were little parachutes. Yeah, they were a little parachutes. You aim high. And, you know, they decide when they need to open the parachute. And then they come down.
And they have like a little American flag costume with a crash helmet, like, you know, like a cannonball clown in a circus.
Evil Knievel.
This is all what Vons thinks before he launches a rat and quickly finds out none of those things are true.
What rat's going to be stupid enough to volunteer?
Interesting newspaper headline the next day, though.
A fox can dream.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
why don't we follow in the direction we were pretty sure they went?
We check in every direction that is not directly back towards the hotel room.
Okay. Wait a second, though. You're looking at you're looking. I'm assuming that there's that the roof of the building is long one way and narrow the other way. You know what I mean? Sure. So I'm thinking, let's follow it down the length of the building.
Sure. I don't know that I would necessarily get this granular in your explorations.
Okay.
Are you continuing to search the warrens, the rooftops?
I'm going to search the rooftops until we get to the end of this rooftop, seeing what we can find.
Can I pause for a second and try to hear over the rain if I can hear steps retreating off into the distance somewhere?
Sure.
I get a +2 from being a fox folk, and I decided that Lucky has wisdom as a prime. I roll a natural 20.
Oh, you're kidding. Good gracious.
All right. Yeah. You do get a sense. Somebody is running really, really hard and really, really fast, but they're also pretty good at being quiet about it. And it is headed out of the Warrens towards...
The Spires is an easy choice.
Sure, the Spires, where all the laboratories are. Famous laboratories of the Spires, and the industrial district of the Spires.
So we'll run there.
Yeah. Which you know from the file is where Kindness is.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. So we're heading towards Kindness's place.
Yeah, seems like.
All right.
We scurry. So, yeah, you scurry. Great. Cut two. You all have followed the trail. You're following somebody. They're continuing to run, and running on rooftops is weird to begin with. So... you think it's your quarry?
I mean, there's only so many people that can sprint across rooftops and jump between them consistently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
So you follow him, and you end up in the vicinity of the Biartel's Industrial Park.
at the base of the Spires, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I was hoping
we'd be up on a Spire, so we'll have to fall off it again.
No, I don't want to relive that.
Oh, well, of course you're on a rooftop near those. But yeah, of course the Biartel's labs are in the most ostentatious towering places in the city.
Wow, it makes a double helix somehow.
Let's go ahead and head into the Do we see any presence of cops, you know, like maybe trying to get to Kindness?
No, but at this point a rat parachutes down. and it has the message from Purity. And it says we sent a patrol over to check on Kindness, but they didn't report back.
Uh-oh.
Be careful.
All right, we need
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the rat just hasn't gotten back yet.
let's head into the lab.
Okay, so you...
What do we see?
Well, the first sign of trouble is at the security checkpoint.
There's no security.
No, there is security. Part of him is there, and part of him is there, and part of him is over there.
Okay, that's a mess. Does it look like they've been cleaved or torn apart?
It's torn.
Okay.
Maybe they're just understaffed and spreading themselves too thin.
Oh. All right, so that doesn't bode well for us, but we're tough. We're the best sword sprinters in the city.
Let's go ahead. You should go in first.
Okay, fine. I'll go in first. I'm going in first.
Bonds, I'm going to feel really guilty if actually gets her killed. I just want you to know that.
Kelly, Ian did tell me that I can kill any of you, and it carries over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing else does, but...
Only character death.
Only character death.
You can't kill me and still have Sidroa.
Yeah.
Says who?
Okay, well, whatever happens, happens. I'm going in.
Okay, so you go inside and it is, there's lots of machines and it's really big, like vaulted ceilings everywhere. This doesn't seem like a safe or cleanable lab or, there's at least as many OSHA violations as you normally find around the arcs, but like, this is worse because like the machinery is more high tech.
Okay. Okay, so I've got my gun out. I'm looking around. Yeah. Do I see any signs of occupation that, you know, somebody's trying to sleep here or anything like that?
Well, it is a like a far future science hyper-capitalism. So lots of people sleep at their desks and in their office, but not like squatters.
Okay. Oh,
from our parted security guard.
Yeah.
Did he have like a key on? Did he have like a key on his belt? Card key? Anything like that?
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
I'll grab that before we go
general,
in.
Yeah. Okay. General access.
Yeah. Okay. So sure. I grab that and we
smart
fast forward back to where we are. Sorry, I just thought of that now. Yeah.
The doors have been opened between here or between the entrance and where you are now.
Yeah.
Do we
torn open?
Yeah.
Do we see any signs of destruction? Like somebody had run through and not cared about hitting test tubes or something like that?
Not specifically.
Makes it hard on us, Whit.
Sure.
The air is hazy with anthrax from broken samples.
You do hear up ahead, like somebody is using glass bottles, test tubes, something, as percussion instruments.
Okay, we'll follow.
Like
that
they're
sound.
Clinking, okay. Clinking stuff in like a funky rhythm.
Okay, we'll follow the sound.
Arch nemesis stomp.
Yeah, it's very eerie and off-putting.
Okay, we'll follow the sound.
It's kind of haunting, and especially with the there's no rain and there's no smog inside, but there is still lots of steam everywhere.
There could be an ostentatious glass roof that the rain is drumming on.
That'll probably
your heart with joy.
Oh yeah, almost definitely. There has to be a glass roof. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing something akin to the interior of what you might think of as a church. Only it's all it's all metal and glass.
I'm thinking more like a late night. Like a factory that's lit up at night.
Those fucking or
like
yellow
a steel plant,
halogen lamp okay. things.
Sorry,
like with those really yellow like halogen lamp things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although these are blue to enhance the cyberpunkness of them.
Ah, yes.
We're gonna.
What is this? The mid 20th century or something? No, this is cyberpunk. It's blue.
Most evil lighting of all, LEDs.
We're gonna follow the sound, no matter how off-putting it might be.
Sure. You come around the corner to find... Actually, you're trying to be sneaky, right, Fairly? Mm-hmm. You haven't really shouted out that you're sword sprinters and...
and they're and we're here to get you.
We haven't got... No.
You didn't say your catchphrase.
No, we haven't said our catchphrase. Not yet.
So go ahead and make a stealth check, hide check, sneak check, whatever it's called.
Okay, well, I am a halfling.
Dexterity. Yeah.
And I get high dex.
15 for me. Which I mean 14. Because I can't do math.
Vons does not do well on this. Rolled a 4. What do we do to make a stealth?
You're just adding your level and your dex modifier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also has a move silently and hide.
That's what gives you the ability to add your level.
Okay. Okay, neat.
Oh, and wait, it's a 14 on a not prime.
No.
I did.
Yeah, I got a 15 on a prime.
Okay.
Okay. A successful check allows the halfling to hide, making him or her almost invisible.
Yeah.
I can still hide if I want to move, but I can still hide, but I will suffer a penalty to the check.
You don't worry about it. Just okay. Roll the dice.
Okay.
Don't remind me of the rules that penalize you.
Ah, crap! That's a 4. No okay. matter what I do. 14, and that would be probably on my dex, so that's a 15.
On a prime,
is
right?
Dex a prime for you?
On a prime, yes.
On a prime, okay.
I do the worst. Hooray!
Hooray! Ian does the worst. Lucky is unlucky. You are walking down, and as I said, you know, Kelly asked, is there stuff broken, smashed everywhere? And I said, no. Lucky finds the one thing that has been smashed on the floor and steps on it right at when there's a lull in the conversation out there.
Uh-oh.
And there's a crunch.
And I turn around and I give her the look.
Yeah. And two voices that you had slightly been hearing suddenly stop. One goes, were you followed? And then you hear definitely Ursula saying, I don't think so. No, I ran through the crowd and I went underground and I ran a long distance to get here. No, I wasn't followed.
Man, I can't believe I forgot my keys and lunchbox here at the science lab where I work.
Sure, obviously they'll try to kill you or whatever, but make a charisma check.
3 on the die. Total of 8. Not a fraud. I don't sell my beautiful lie.
No.
All right. I'm going to slide back into the shadows so that I can be as unseen as possible.
You hear the other voice that is not Ursula say, "Fine, kill the intruders, and everything will be forgiven. Go now, quick."
All right.
And the one you hear somebody running away, and then you hear what sounds a lot like a metal pipe being torn off a wall.
Oh, Jesus.
I would like to, even as they're setting up, I would like to start running after the person who is running away.
Okay.
I realize I will have to pass Ursula to do this, but...
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And what are the other two of you intending to do?
I'm intending that if she runs towards me, I'm going to shoot her from the shadows.
Sure. Where she isn't running towards you. The general peeking out now that Lucky is running... You see that Ursula is wielding a very large pipe. The pipe is also like clearly hot, like you see steam and like coming off of Ursula's fake skin hands. So super heated pipe. And then you see somebody is running off and up some stairs. Towards the dramatic rooftops. I mean, the totally normal rooftops.
I'm going to follow. I'm going to leave Lucky to take care of Ursula. And I'm going to follow.
I was running. Running past
Lucky's
Ursula.
Running first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to run after the.
At least let me get hit.
Person onto first. The onto the up to the rooftops.
Okay. And Adam, what's your goal?
I like the rooftop idea.
Right. So we're all just a skipping Ursula.
Skipping Ursula.
Okay. I mean, so she in may that well case, stop me by virtue of giant pipe.
Yeah, well, she might stop any of you by virtue of giant pipe. She might stop all of you by virtue of giant pipe. So what we're going to do here is we're going to treat Ursula more as like a... Because the pipe is also too big. Like it's... We're talking like a, you know, heavy metal, 3-inch, 4-inch diameter, double grip thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of treat her more like a trap. So I'll say go ahead and make, dexterity dodging saves sure. as she, like, windmills at you.
Okay.
So she's coming after us either way.
Yeah, well, she's coming at you and you're running past her. So this is to, like, you know, dodge and slide under her, past her.
That's her a 19 on the die, so it's 31.
Okay. Wow.
18 on not a prime.
Oh, and my dex is my prime, so.
Right.
Along with intelligence, which I'm not exhibiting a huge amount of right now, but, you know.
It's dramatic. And Adam?
So, a dex save would just add the dex modifier?
And your level.
The die? And the level. Okay, so then 21.
Okay, sweet. That is gonna... who got the 18?
That was me.
Okay, I'm gonna say that you got winged for half damage.
Does it slow me down and the others get ahead of me?
No. It just does half damage.
Okay. Huh.
I think I'm going to lead her. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to... Vons is going to gesture to you that we're going to lead her to a more vulnerable place where we can actually hide.
Okay.
And ambush her later.
Okay.
Ursula?
Like, from a height advantage.
So you're just going to run up to the roof and hope she loses track of you?
No. Well, I imagine that she'll still track us, but if we have upper ground, my squirt gun is probably going to be more effective. That's what I'm figuring.
Sure.
That makes sense.
She is also a little weakened from the damage she's taken. I am reducing a little bit the effectiveness of the constructs as they get damaged.
Cool.
Because that is also thematic with the, you know, shortened lifespan and end of life thing that they're going through.
How much damage do I take?
Good question. 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So but otherwise,
I'm following the one up the stairs. Although I do think it should be Vaughn, but you know.
You all are. All three of you are.
All three following. Of us are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you run up the stairs.
Does Arsha look like she's going to follow us?
Yeah, she is, but she's slowed and she's carrying the giant ass pipe, which she, you know, it's a source of comfort. So
yeah. Yeah, pipes won't work quite as good in like attacking upwards, right? I imagine.
Yeah, especially it's a big clumsy. Like that. Yeah, sure. Good on for stairs. Laterals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you run up the stairs. It's a long chase, and also the stairs get confusing because like you have to run down a walkway and then up another flight over here and that kind of thing.
Jesus,
I've been in a building.
She's
like
kind
that.
Of staying the whoever you're chasing is staying just a little bit out of your way, but eventually you get up to a door leading to the roof that they run through.
I hate brutalist architecture.
Yeah, so you...
So we're gonna follow this person.
Okay. You come out on the roof, and you find what is probably Elliot, now that you've caught up to them, approaching the dramatic figure of Mitt standing right on the edge of the roof, dramatically surveying the city.
All right, I've got my gun. I'm going to raise it. I'm going to say, I'm a sword sprinter, and you two are going to be retired. Coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Looking fancy, buddy.
Elliot yells, they're right behind me. I think they've caught up to us. And Mitt turns around and goes, pa, you fool. They're right there.
Okay.
Lightning flashes, of course.
Of course. Rain gets a little heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
Mitt's accent is unplaceable.
Yeah. So Mitt and Elliot kind of square off with you. And Mitt says, so what do you plan to do with us?
Well, you don't belong here in the city, so we're going to retire you.
We're dead either way. If we go out there, how long do we have left? Yeah, Mitt's grown up a lot.
I don't know, but you'll be able to tell time better when you get that retirement watch. Like, that's a thing, right?
Oh, God. I don't think you've got very much longer. We have some idea. We've been given some idea of how long the Nexus 6 lasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There's a couple years. Yeah. Mitt says, very well. Guess I have no choice but to bring you with me.
Oh, shit.
And then squares off. The two of them, they're unarmed, but they're obviously they're super strong, so...
Oh, the joke's on you, because I don't need a watch.
All right. So we're standing more against the wall, and they're standing more to the edge of the roof?
Yeah, but they've come in some, so they're not, like, right there.
Okay. They're not dramatic kickoff roof they're distance not, away yeah. from the edge.
They're not speedrun video game, accidental boss weakness immediately apparent.
Damn. Should we roll initiative?
Yeah, probably.
I get a one.
I get a one too.
What did I get? 3.
Save us, Super Vons.
Help.
Okay. All right. I'm going to need those again.
I got a. Ian and I both got ones.
Wow. Okay.
I got a 3.
Vons is truly the best of us.
He's our one chance.
Just a little quicker just now. It's probably not quick enough.
Hey, don't worry. Wealthy's the one who antagonized them.
All right. Mitt runs forward and tries to just punch Vaughn's. It's you know.
He's got a very punchable face.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, honestly, this is very justified.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
Oh, that kind of, oh, my God.
Yeah. Vons, I'm going to say go ahead and you get an attack of opportunity or whatever.
Okay. How close is he?
Punching you.
Mm-hmm. Would Burning Hands be a bad idea right now?
probably be a bad idea, right?
I don't think so.
No, burning hands is a cone.
You get both of them.
Ah.
And you're just throwing it, so you can aim its direction.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it's squirty. So yeah, let's spray them with some.
Okay.
Very hot hands.
Okay. Do it hot hand style.
Yeah, I guess I think the hands fly out of the nozzle.
So I think they just do.
They do a dexterity save.
Saves. Yeah. Okay. Mitt failed horribly, but Elliot did okay. Mitt lunged forward, missed you, and was just caught off guard, and you blasted him. Roll damage. Okay. What'd you get?
Okay. I think if I've got this right, we're about to find out. Oh, gotta point the thingy. Roll all the things. Looks like 15 is the resulting number.
All right.
That's impossible.
Yeah, so is it supposed to be 0 or 2? Because D2s are giving me 1s and 2s.
As they should.
Yeah.
Then did you add the 10 on the end of that?
10 D2.
And then plus 10. Plus
what? 10. Oh, plus 10.
25.
So yeah,
that makes far 25. More sense. Okay.
Oh. Okay, so Mitt takes 25 and Elliot takes 12. Yikes.
What does Elliot look like?
Elliot is... kind of dressed like an EDM scene kid, like brightly colored, multi-hued hair, and almost like clownish makeup, and just while the others have, I mean, I'm not gonna say that the others have. Well, okay, X did like blend in a lot. Ursula was still an exotic dancer, looked a little weird and funky, and you know, other. In style. Mitt has gone the full like creepy like super tough macho skinhead type, but Elliot has gone the full like, let's just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of colors in the hair.
Yeah
and they match his eye makeup.
Yeah. And no attempt to blend in to blend in really.
And the hair was also color printed, so the colors are really nice.
Yeah. Okay. So that was your attack of opportunity thing. Elliot goes. Elliot is going to do a kind of cartwheel forward kick at Lucky.
Ah, dang it.
Does a 14 hit, I believe it does.
Given that all I'm wearing is leather coat, my dex mod is 0, yes.
Okay. That sucks. Oh, 3 damage.
Ow.
Yeah. And they kind of like crow at you like, run while you can, sword sprinter, and then laugh in a really off-putting way. So.
They don't seem very pleasant at all.
No.
Okay.
No, none of these people do. Well, I mean, Ursula wasn't too bad when she's not swinging a giant pipe at you.
She's still behind us.
Yeah, but she's slow coming up the stairs. You get a couple turns. Vons.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of targets are still standing? Both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
Are they currently on fire?
I would say Mitt is fairly on fire. Being on fire is not so much of a hindrance, though, given that they are, in fact, constructs.
Right.
It's not disturbing and off-putting. And like, if you were on fire, you'd be pretty distracted.
Yeah, I'd be pretty distracted. I'd be having a hard time seeing through all of the singeing and the smells of burning hair.
And the panic and the fear and, yeah, pain.
Oh, yeah. Pain. Yeah, those would be factors.
None of that stuff.
Yeah.
Is there steam rising off of Mitt as the rain hits the flames?
Oh, naturally.
Hell yeah.
Super good. Okay. So Mitt's pretty much got a good lock on me then.
Yeah.
And the other guy, how's he doing?
The other one, Elliot, they're fine. They're not bad at all. Barely singed.
But he's still like behind.
Yeah.
So he's not the nearest target. I guess I could just hit him again, huh?
Yeah. You can in fact just hit Mitt again.
Yeah.
Like a reload thing for your,
yeah, it's got like a triple barrel.
Oh, that's right.
Attachment.
In an ideal world, all the loads are proclaimed ahead of time, but I have never enforced this. So.
Sure.
Yeah. Sounds super fun for audio.
That's why it's done off air.
Yeah. Why we cut things.
We could do that.
I made you map where you keep all those vials on your armor.
Yep. You did, and I do. I haven't made a map for this thing yet. I should add that in. That said, I would really only load the two things into it. The things that tend to be the most effective.
Yeah. That was mostly me giving you shit. It was not meant to preclude you.
Oh, no, we good. I think we're just going to, hit him with the burning hands again. With the squirt, squirt.
All right,
and squirt, squirt. Yeah.
So I roll two saves.
Looks like it did 25 again.
Okay.
Can I ask a potentially important question?
Yeah.
Potentially.
How close was Elliot to me in terms of burning hands placement and not catching me on fire?
Oops.
Fairly fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about it. Not significant enough. Okay. Again, same as last time. Mid is caught full blast and Elliot takes half. And that's, again, 25, which is a lot of damage at this point. Mitt is not looking good. Mitt doesn't have skin anymore. Mitt is Mitt's a fully de-skinned Terminator style construct now.
I had a feeling it was going there.
Okay. And Wealthy.
Oh, me? Jesus, I hate to hit a guy while he's down, but I'm gonna go. Okay, so is Mitt down?
No. But Mitt is heavily on fire and skinless. So
he could stand to be more on fire, though. Or
shot or punched or
in some other way damaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go up to him and I'm going to say, oh, God.
That would be very demeaning, yes.
What do I say to him?
I'm coming to get you.
Roll to demoralize.
I'm going to say, do you want me to put you out of your misery?
He says, I want you to die.
Well, you can't attack me because it's not true.
But that's what he says.
So, okay, I'm going to raise my gun and I'm going to shoot him in the head.
Okay.
Okay.
Make a shoot roll.
That would be a 20, or a 10.
Which is it?
Those are two very different numbers.
Okay, so that's a net one.
It is one it's of a net those. One. Okay. Oh, that's very
nice. Yes. Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. Oh, you're asking which die to roll.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. Yes, d20. Roll to hit. Yes.
Yeah, that's a net one. So
Bad.
Bad.
So, dramatically, Mitt uses this as an opportunity to try to grab you and, grapple you.
Okay.
So, ooh, Mitt rolled a natural 20.
How's Wealthy hanging by her neck out over the edge before?
Yeah, this is the clutching you by your neck and dragging you to the edge.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I'm not really sorry about it, because I am a sword sprinter, and you are a construct, and you don't belong here.
And there's no moral complexity in this act.
There's no moral complexity
nor
in
doubt.
This act.
There's no room for doubt in sword sprinting. Ian, Lucky.
I know tactically I should
and,
go after
Kelly, take 3 points of damage because you are being...
strangled.
Strangled by a burning Mitt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know tactically I should go after Mitt. But also, I kind of want to see how this plays out without my intervention.
Up to you.
I'm going to roll against Lucky's sense of responsibility. 10. That's not a useful number. I'll try to shoot Mitt.
All right. Try away.
My dice heard me. I get a total of 11.
Ooh, that's not good. All right. Your shots go wild. Mitt is heedless to them and continues dragging Wealthy to the edge.
Wow, that's so cool.
Thank you, Lucky.
And I'm not going to bother doing new initiatives, but at this point, Ursula shows up.
Uh-oh.
And,
Hey, Ursula.
And she's going to cry out, no, don't kill her.
Well, that's interesting.
And it's back to the top. Mitt's going to continue crushing you and drag you to the edge, but not yet able to dangle you over it. Yeah, exactly like that. And you take another 3 damage from being burning strangled.
One of the worst kinds of strangled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's also ice strangling and poison strangling.
Yeah, and there's a whole like elemental table counter thing you have to keep in mind. It's gross.
Yeah. Okay. So you're at the edge, but not quite over yet. Elliot goes. Elliot is going to charge Vaughn's.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elliot again kicks at you and 13. No, you're higher than that, aren't you? For armor class?
I think so.
Depends on what our armor is.
Only just. My armor class is...
Well, because we're wearing leather coats, right? Not our normal stuff.
Well, I think I said keep your... Take a leather coat if your normal stuff is worse.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so I've got an AC of 14.
Yeah. Okay. LA kicks at you and no dice.
Is that where that comes from?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Because now you don't get to roll the damage dice.
I don't think that's where it comes from, but actually
that's what they meant the whole time. I'm
sure. Even well before these games were invented.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I'm going to go down a Wikipedia rabbit hole later, but that's fine.
Oh, boy.
I'll put that away for now. That'll be for Wits Fun Times later.
Well, no one's going to kink shame you here.
Yeah. So Ellie kicks at you, nothing. Vaughn's your turn.
So he's right there basically at point blank range, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless he's got stretchy legs, well, yeah.
You also don't want a burning hands because, I guess you could aim away from Mitt, but.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to have better luck here if I just pull out the pistol that we were gifted and just point blank that at him.
Sure.
I guess center mass.
Okay. Sounds good.
What's the attack roll for that? A d20, I assume.
Yes.
And then is
base attack bonus and dexterity.
That is not the highest roll. Base attack bonus and dexterity. So 3+, I think my base attack is 5. So 9.
That's not very good. No. No, pretty
no,
bad.
It's not.
Bad.
It would be hard to miss him, though.
It's true. But you did.
You're very talented.
Hey, what can I say, man? Vaughn's he's special.
Wealthy.
Okay.
You are grasped.
Mitt is taller than me, isn't he?
This Mitt is, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, I think both Mitts are.
I'm kicking my feet.
Probably, yeah.
Probably more weakly than I was before because, you know, I'm being strangled.
She's so bad at falling off of things.
Well, she's usually really good at it. Just give her a second.
One more round.
She might just wind up in somebody's living room.
I did not wind up in their living room. It was the backyard. Oh God.
Surprise. Rucker Hauer was only 6'1".
I'm gonna slap weakly at his arm.
Just learn to grab a balcony. I mean,
attack strongly if you want to.
Okay, I'll attack strongly at his arm.
Great. Give me a strength-based attack roll.
All right, just a second.
I'm sure being made of flaming
that
metal isn't going
to. 10 plus 10 is 20.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an attack roll. You don't add your total strength. You just add your
base then hit. It's just a 10.
Oh. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Well, plus your base to hit plus your strength.
Yeah. What's your base to hit?
12.
12. Okay. All right. That is not enough, unfortunately. So you do struggle weakly.
Okay. I do put out the fire on his arm, though.
How kind of you.
Well, it's kind of inadvertent, but I do put out the fire on his arm.
Okay. And Lucky.
Does Ursula look like she's coming at me with a pipe, or is she busy being in shock at the proceedings?
She's kind of like, kind of torn in what she wants to do. She's clearly not slightly not down for this violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I keep trying to figure out what to do and Well, is Wealthy over the edge now?
No.
Is she close enough that if I shot Mitt in the back, he would fall forward and drop her off the edge?
No, but she'd probably have to like make a save to...
To keep from falling.
Yeah.
Rolling off.
Yeah.
I guess that's still pretty
good. Next turn, she'll be dangling. But
I'm trying to decide if I should try to save Vons instead.
Vons is in way less peril.
That's fair. I don't crit against my sense of responsibility. Okay. I will try to shoot Mitt.
Okay.
Just feels wrong to say that.
Yep. Kill the urchin.
17.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And you said these guns are 2d10?
Yes.
Okay. 12 damage.
Okay. Mitt does fall to his knees, dropping Wealthy.
How far?
That's a good question, Wealthy. Make a dexterity save.
Make a dex save. That is a 4.
Impossible.
A save.
It still adds your level and it adds your dex modifier.
Oh, okay. Then that's a 15.
Okay. That's not a... It is a prime for you. Yes, so you're fine. You are fine. You catch on. You're like armpit hanging on to the edge. So we're not like, you know, talking, you know, fingertips. So you have a fine hold. And if nobody tries to kill you, you'll be able to easily pull yourself up without even any more rolls.
Okay.
As long as nobody tries to make this harder for you.
Okay.
Clearly no one will do.
No one would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Quick question.
Yeah.
I got my gun from X. It's the same type, though, right?
It's the same one, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Grix didn't have time to make multiple guns.
Yeah, and weapon balancing is really hard.
Yeah. Okay. Ursula kind of runs into the middle and just, is wildly pointing the pipe around and yelling, "Everyone just leave us alone. Just let us go and we'll leave."
I find that highly doubtful.
Yeah, extremely highly doubtful.
I'm not saying anything.
I mean, I keep trying, but my zealot of a partner over there is kind of foiling my attempts.
Okay. Mitt's turn. Mitt is going to stand up suddenly and rush at Lucky, grabbing the pipe from Ursula on his way over.
Not stomp on Wealthy's arm?
Well, no. I mean, you'll shoot him again.
That's fair. All right.
He swings at you.
A twist.
He hits. Presumably, you have an under 21 armor class.
I do.
Okay. He whacks you with the pipe for 7 points of damage.
Do you remember off the top of your head roughly how much damage I took the last time I was hit? It was 3, right?
3, yes.
Okay, I apparently managed to erase it and then forget to write down the new number.
Fair.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I take 7 more points.
Mm-hmm.
I have 7 hit points left.
Yeah.
Only one that matters is the last one. It's fine.
Well, fortunately, the pipe is no longer, since you're outside in the rain, it's no longer sizzling. So you didn't take extra damage.
1, ow, my ribs. 2, I'm glad that pipe was no longer sizzling now that we're out in the rain.
Okay. And then next was Elliot. Elliot is going to kick yet again at Vons, doubling back.
We always knew it ended this way.
Gymnast, like the gymnast robot assassin that they are.
We always knew it ended this way for Vons.
Yeah.
Killed by a needy MC.
Gymnast robot assassin.
Yeah.
That's a 14, so that is a hit.
Oh, but only just. Yeah,
only just. 9 damage. Whew.
Ugh. Well, Vons can handle 9.
Okay.
Vons, for a long time, had the highest HP of anyone at the party.
It's true. Doesn't he still? No, Jesse doesn't.
Jesse's finally outstripped.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Okay. Speaking of Vons, though, Vons, your turn.
I'm writing down my HP now.
Not Wealthy?
What?
I thought it was Elliot, then Wealthy, then Vons.
No. Okay. Elliot, Vons, Wealthy.
Ah, got it.
Because Wealthy got the same...
As you.
Oh, right.
But, as you.
Yeah. Well, he's still at point blank range. So we'll just take another shot at him at whatever place looks impossible to miss.
Okay. Go for it.
Pew.
You hit him right in the feels, his most vulnerable spot.
Dear. the little 3D dice thingy in the thingy almost looked like it was going to stick on the 2, and then it decided to roll just a little bit more. I got a 12.
Total?
Well, on the die, oh. I add...
Base attack.
What? Base attack is 5, so that's 17.
And dexterity.
And dex, 18.
Okay, plenty. You blast him. 2d10
damage. 2d10
damage!
Yep. 2d10 is way easier to roll. Here we go. 8. That was not great. That was a 1 and a 7.
Yeah, it's not down yet, no. Okay, yeah. Wealthy.
Okay, where's Mitt again?
Mitt is, charging, Lucky with the pipe.
Okay,
ignoring
then
you.
I'm
paying
am...
for your sins.
I am going to shoot him with my gun.
You'll probably want to climb up instead. Unless you want
oh, that's
to do like
right,
a
that's
cool...
right, I'm still hanging over.
It would
I'm
be pretty cool
over.
To
okay,
just shoot
while
you're hanging off the roof.
I'm climbing up.
Okay.
I forgot I was still hanging off the roof.
Okay, no roll needed, because you aren't being harassed, but it does take your whole everything.
My turn. Whole turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Lucky.
Sorry, I keep thinking of things that would not be ideal, but I keep finding funny. I have very few hit points left. How wrecked does Mitt look?
Mitt is extremely wrecked. Mitt is barely hanging on.
I guess I'll try to attack Mitt. I feel weird even saying that, but he is about to beat me to death with a pipe.
Yep.
Fate laughs at me as I get a total of 7 for my attack roll.
Wow. That's horrible. Okay. You totally whiff.
My one weakness being level 5.
Totally whiff, and Mitt keeps advancing.
Mitt, am I truly the person in the org chart you want to be attacking right now?
I think Ursula needs to make a decision here. She can't keep hanging in the middle. So I'm going to roll it. Kelly, call it even or odd?
Odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I rolled a 12.
Oh, shit.
So Ursula is going to run forward and gang up on Vons.
Well, now this is complicated and hard.
Yeah. And Ursula rolled a natural 20.
Cast Fireball on yourself. We'll never see it coming.
And take 10 damage, Vons.
Ooh,
how you doing?
Well, I can absorb that. So that's a total of 19 damage right now. But his original number is 50.
That's a lot. You're fine for a while.
Thankfully. I think a lot of people wouldn't have been able to absorb that so easy.
Yeah. Okay. Ursula's punching you because she got her pipe stolen. Back to the top then. Mitt is going to try to crush Lucky and misses.
Just kind of dodge to the side and the pipe goes down and hits another conveniently placed pipe that starts spitting steam.
Yep. It's big and unwieldy, unwieldy, and Elliot swings at Vons, wrong die, miss, horrible miss. Okay,
yay!
And that brings it to Vons. Come on, bring us home.
Vons has 2 people to worry about now.
It's true. You have anything fancy?
No third person you're worried about.
they're not in contact with each other, are they?
What do you mean? No, like touching, like directly touching?
Yeah.
No, but they're...
Are they flanking?
No, they're next to each other. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Sure. They're not like waltzing.
They're using the rare hand-holding martial arts technique.
Yeah. But they are right next to each other if you wanted to like try to glue them or something.
And we're outside.
And you're outside.
And they're real close.
Yeah. These are all truths.
It's raining. Yep. Is it stormy out? Do you think call lightning would work?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There's a bunch of very poorly maintained power lines, if nothing else.
Hey, Ian, can you remind me about how the call lightning attacky thing works?
Is it just a D10? That seems slow. Give me one sec. I was going to say, I know the interval between them sucks. Because it's
like almost non-functional.
It feels like it was meant for like military battles, honestly, which I don't know why it was written that way for this game. But like, I could see that being super useful on a large battlefield.
and particularly against robots.
1d10 hit points of damage per caster level. Calling the bolt will take your action, and any creature within a 10-foot radius of the path or the point where the lightning strikes is affected.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to whip that jar of call lightning at them and hope it splashes on both of them.
Okay.
Within 10 feet.
Yeah, it works.
Yep. Cool. And then I'm going to run.
10-foot radius.
I mean, you get right behind him.
I'm more thinking hopefully it doesn't hit any of us.
Yeah. I mean, you could aim it. You could aim it just fine.
Yeah. All right. They get dexterity saves for half damage.
Okay.
And then Adam, you'll be rolling 10d10.
Oof.
Oh. Yeah. So I roll that immediately for this first one?
Just try to save.
This might have quickened the combat.
Oh, that's a lot of dice hitting the thingy on the thingy. No, so that's 62 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, but only one of those is a 10, but a lot of sevens and sixes.
Yeah, well, Elliot saved for half, but that didn't help. You smash the jar and they both get just lit up.
Any bonus for electrical damage?
It doesn't matter. They're both fried.
Sorry.
So yeah. Have any of you ever been time close to a lightning strike?
I have not. Have you?
Not super close, but
close
it's,
enough.
It's loud. It's very loud. It's very loud, and it's very.
I'm like, sure all of Vaughn's fur is standing on end.
100%. Like you're made of pipe cleaners. Yeah, so it goes off. Both of them are all but vaporized, and everyone is seeing spots.
Mitt and Elliot?
No, Elliot and Ursula. Ursula,
okay.
No, Ursula.
Yeah. So it's only Mitt left, who is extremely hurt.
Is the pipe hot again?
No.
It's just a puddle at this point.
Well, I don't think he was struck, so.
Yeah, he wasn't struck. That was bad.
I meant the pipe.
Yeah, that Mitt was Ursula. Mitt took
Mitt, Mitt had taken the pipe and was
beating Mitt took it.
Her beloved younger sister to death.
Yeah.
Who you've definitely been thinking about during this fight and trying to save.
Well, maybe we can lure him over and like have him wait for 10 rounds.
Play cards.
So I think it's Wealthy's turn now. And only Mitt remains.
Yeah. How far away is Mitt?
Mitt is right next to Lucky. So close. 20 feet from you, maybe.
Okay. I'm going to try and shoot him again.
All right. Go for it.
Count down to friendly fire.
That's a 10 plus 10 plus 1, 21.
Your base to hit is not...
It's not 10. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's 11. It's 12. I'm literally, I cannot remember the rules of this damn game. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You miss.
I miss again.
Yeah.
I am the world's suckiest sword sprinter.
But you got the gumption.
It's all on you.
I guess I'll try to shoot Mitt.
Does it feel better each time you say it?
Nope. Got a total of 17 to hit.
That'll do it. And almost no matter how much damage you do, it'll be enough. But let's see.
Seven.
Does it. Mitt falls to his knees and says, I've seen things you people would believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Harper's fleet. I watch sea beams glitter in the dark near the gates of Aea. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. Time to die.
Also, a lot of robot penises. Just like I don't know what those look like either.
God.
And with that, you have retired the four constructs.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry, buddy.
Just in time, your backup arrives, and a little while later, Purity Pearl is there, and they're cleaning everything up, and.
Did anyone ever find kindness?
Yeah. Yeah, kindness is fine.
Okay, cool.
They never got to kindness because they were looking, but then you all showed up.
I figured, but I felt the need to make sure on air.
So yeah, they're cleaning everything up. And then why she's allowed to just show up at a crime scene? Question mark. But Nara shows up and she goes, hey, I want to know why you all kept saying that I was one of these constructs. Is that really what you found?
I mean, you passed the Vons Jenkins test, so.
Ish.
Yeah. you should really talk to Wisteria about that.
Bye.
Also, what are you doing here?
I came to get answers. I came to find out what was going on. If I'm really one of these, then
it doesn't matter. These are
my siblings, I guess?
It doesn't matter if you're one of those. You are who you are.
Huh.
This coming from somebody who was blowing the shit out of, who was willing to blow the shit out of a bunch of constructs.
I couldn't figure out a way to work it into dialogue, but yeah, what the hell?
So, with these questions and words of, you know, moral support, I guess, we'll leave it there. And the Illuso suite powers down. And Eric says, well, I still got some kinks to work out in it. The helicopter chase scene didn't work, and the like the rocket launcher battle didn't work, but
and we never found out
it's almost there.
And we never found out if Wealthy's secretly a construct or not.
Oh, you're all secretly constructs, don't worry about that.
Ah, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the sequel comes out and you find out that you're actually not. So, you know.
Then why do I keep making paper origami griffins?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's weird that you're still doing that. Like, the thing ended.
Wait, I have like
I can't help it. It just keeps happening.
I have like six in my pocket. Bonds? I don't know when I made those.
Bonds, are you a construct?
Shh. He's folding a griffin.
I mean, he's basically embodied capitalism at this point. Capitalism is a construct, so yeah, I guess.
All right. And that's the moral of the story. And
that capitalism will eventually turn into robots and try to kill you,
or that, you know, the construct was capitalism all along.
Anyways, the lesson is what you want it to be.
We'll wait until it releases the final cut in 20 years.
Yeah,
guess capitalism is kind of turning into AI. Well, I just made a mistake.
On that note. Good game, everybody.
Good game. Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. Follow us on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.